Live from Kenny's Irish Pub in Countryside, this is Waddle and Sylvie on a Football Friday. It's Miller Time on ESPN 1000, 100.3 HD2 and the ESPN Chicago app.
We're live at Kenny's, as Big Boy Sky just said, Countryside, ice cold Miller Lite. We got a great crowd, still more room for you. They've got indoors, they've got outdoors, whatever you feel comfortable with. They have multiple screens, watching some baseball, watching some Ryder Cup. See a lot of familiar faces here. You can also watch the show on Twitch. It's twitch.tv, and remember, you follow us on ESPN 1000 Chicago. That is our channel, ESPN 1000 Chicago.
Very nice to see the mayor of Countryside show up.
Well, right. I think it's Western Springs.
Neighboring town, yeah. But this is like one of our local haunts.
This is a home game for you.
Oh, my God, completely. You want to know a great story about this place? So for years and years, like we used to drive a lot when I grew up in Naperville. We moved there from Berwyn when I was 10 years old or so. But my grandparents all still lived in Berwyn and Cicero. A lot of times we'd come right down 55th Street here. Like we'd come with my mom or my dad. You know, it was an easy way to get, you know, back to. And I used to pass this place all the time, right? And then 2010, so I'm still living in the city, like, you know. And I knew my wife kind of hung out here a little bit because she grew up here. She went to LT. And we have a Hawks watch party. Like, you know, this is when the first, second, you know, the first cup run, but like second year there in the playoffs, we got a Hawks watch party. It's one of the late games. Like, they're dropping the puck at 9 o'clock in Vancouver. I come out to do a watch party. I'm like, man, I've driven by that place all these years. My wife used to go there. It's going to be great. This place, you couldn't, it was busting at the seams. Everybody had a Red Hawks jersey on. They're literally, the sound is up. Pat is going. They're about to drop the puck. Might not have been Pat, actually, because it might have been past the first round. Whatever. Puck's about to drop. Power goes out.
Oh, really?
No. Transformer blew down the street. The entire strip mall goes out.
Wow.
Entire strip mall.
What happened?
So you had to entertain everybody.
So we kind of like entertained ourselves for a little while.
That's when you just start drinking heavy.
It's like everybody pulls out the phone. We start drinking heavily. You're right.
Streaming wasn't. You can take out your phone and watch it.
It was like GameCast, Sylvie. Like, we're literally following it like on the old GameCast, you know? And to the credit of the patrons here, I'd say like 60-70% actually stayed. We're waiting it out. The fire department's here. The ComEd's here. They're trying to. By the second period, they did get the power restored. And so we were able to finish watching the game here. But I'm telling
you
guys.
Did they win?
You know, I don't even remember, Tommy.
You were hammered.
Yeah, we probably were at that point. Yeah. That was the first time I was ever in here. And I've probably, in the 11 years since, been in here 150 times.
Yeah.
Because a couple years later,
I was offered when
I moved nearby.
I sat down, and like 30 minutes later, someone offered to buy me a Manhattan.
That sounds about
right. And I said, it's early for me. I'm not a Manhattan guy, but Carm will be here at 4.
Let's do it. They got great food. I love this place. We pick up food from here all the time. It's great.
What's your favorite from here?
I like the tuna melt here. Right? The burger's good. They got great tuna melt.
My great-grandma used to order
I love
the tuna
it.
Melt.
You know, I
think the Marshall Fields Cafe.
I am a kind of an old soul. I do love a good tuna melt.
I mean,
like homemade tuna. I love
tuna melt.
No, but
I didn't think the tuna melt was that old of an offer.
It is kind of an old sandwich, but I love it. I love it.
I like the tuna fish sandwich on some rye bread.
Dude, a good tuna melt on a good rye bread, I'll take it any day. That's a good sandwich.
I haven't had a tuna melt.
It's awesome.
Ever.
Get it here, I'm telling you. It's great.
Remember when I used to eat the tuna out of the can in the office?
All the time.
Out of the bag.
Out of the bag. Smell.
A Ziploc, like a zip-sealed bag. You'd open it up and,
temperature?
Room temperature.
Awful. Wow.
But I was trying to eat healthy.
Yeah.
All the oil was in there. All right, so Carmen is here, and before we get his tip for the plays of the weekend.
Maybe the whole staff. You never know.
Well, we're talking about gambling.
Sorry.
I don't know what you do when you're in here, Carm, but we're doing a sports show today.
I don't know what you're doing with a tuna melt over there.
It's like American pie.
Yeah, it's a great one. They're
giving it to the tuna melt. Giving it to a tuna melt.
Yeah, you've been there.
No, we haven't. So this is perfect segue over fandom. And congratulations to you. Congratulations to your White Sox.
Very excited.
You guys have won your first division since 2008. You guys have been to the postseason now in back-to-back years for the first time in team history.
Which is crazy.
Crazy. Yeah.
Isn't it crazy?
Yes.
And I didn't know this story.
Okay.
I did not know this story until you recently told it on Carmen and Yurko about 3 weeks ago. And now the shoe's on the other foot.
All right. What happened?
When we were there for games, we were all together. One of our favorite stories to ever tell is just the story surrounding Game 7 of the 2016 World Series.
Yes.
We were all together. We were all in the same row.
I will also add that it was probably my favorite sports experience I've ever had outside of, doing something on my, playing in whatever.
It was pretty unbelievable. Top three moment for me. For sure.
In the row, we're on down the third baseline, maybe between third and left field, I even think. Maybe just a little past third base.
Yes.
And about sixth or seventh row, we had prime seats. Yeah. ESPN, the national seats, ESPN, the network, gave ESPN Chicago the seats to use. So we were all lucky. So I think I was on the aisle. And I think Abdallah was next to me. And then I believe Zetterman was there.
I gave my ticket to someone, so I sat on the other side.
Right. And then I think it was Carmen.
Yes.
And I liked having Carmen close to me, a voice who didn't have something in the race.
Right.
Because
did he have a tuna melt on him?
Because I'll never forget what he said to me when the guy who came up for the Indians, Michael Ramirez,
wasn't it Michael Ramirez?
The little light-hitting...
He was a nobody. I mean, this was their last
chance. The guy who made the last out against Montgomery.
Wasn't it Michael Ramirez? I don't even remember his name.
I'm stressing out, and Carmen looked at me, and he goes, "Don't worry. You got this.
Yeah.
This guy can't hit a lick." And I was about to, who knows what I was about to do. You saw me.
Oh, yeah.
And then Waddle was next to Carmen, I believe.
Yeah.
And then I think Yurko and Pastor and Delavitt, and they were down.
Yurko was up on the underhang,
Well, by this time, right.
Yeah, in the concourse.
I remember that. I remember saying that to Sylvia. I'm like, you got it, dude.
So I thought the further you got away from me in the seats, the more the people were rooting against the Cubs.
Yes, that's true.
So like, Pastor and Delavitt are Sox fans.
Yes.
And they were open when...
When Rajay Davis hit the home run, I was standing next to the two of them.
By the way, it's Michael Martinez.
Martinez.
That was his name, Michael Martinez.
That's Pastor and Delavitt were low-fiving each other.
I should always remember that,
Michael Martinez.
Low-fiving each other. Because of all the Cubs
I wanted to kill Waddle because Waddle was telling me that we'd get to Andrew Miller, but I told Waddle before the game that Chapman still was going to suck. And so then when Chapman gave up the home run, I gave him the double bird. And then I see Delavitt and Pastor. Yeah. They're like openly cheering.
Yeah. Dude, it was like
low fives. Yeah.
And so now to get back to the Carmen part of the story. So we lived through all this and... Like, during the rain delay, I had to get away by myself. I found a nice little nook where I could be by myself.
Which is amazing.
And just have some quiet time.
Weird.
Because I needed it. I really needed it. And so I came back, and I thought for sure they were going to lose. But I always thought I had my buddy Carmen next to me. As far as being non-biased, okay? Not that he was rooting for the Cubs, but I was next to him in 05 in Houston during the 14 inning game 3. And really, we had the White Sox, so I really wanted the Sox to win it. And I wanted guys like Carmen, who's my good friend, to enjoy this. And hopefully I was jealous.
Hell of a guy you are.
I was jealous.
Hell of a guy.
But I wasn't rooting for Houston.
Hell of a guy.
Now I come to find out on Carmen's show, he was rooting for the Indians.
That's a little extreme. I wouldn't say rooting. Now, I think what I told the story was that when Rajay Davis hit the home run, I was like, holy, you got to be kidding me. I'm like, all right, Rajay.
Carm's a friend of, he's a fan of drama.
But I didn't do it to their face. Like, I didn't let Danny,
but you
I
were
didn't
happy.
Let Sylvie. See it.
Is your dad a Cubs fan?
Oh, yeah.
You want your dad to live through that hell?
I know. It's bad.
Well, what is wrong with you?
You
have all these great friends in life. You accomplished this once. You don't want your great friends to experience.
Carm, like, you just because you didn't clap in his face, you still get the taunting flag for that. You were taunting.
No, you think so?
Yes.
I don't know.
Just to find out that you weren't rooting for the Cubs. So you're telling me your hope was they would blow that and that the drought would still be going on right now?
It wasn't my hope. It was just sort of like, listen, you got to understand it's hard as a Sox fan. You know, like they forget. They do lists, and they don't put the White Sox 05 championship on there. Like, it's kind of hard, you know? And as all that was going on, I'm
so
like,
that's my fault.
Man,
yeah,
like, of course. These sons of bitches, they're, I'm like, that's it. Now they're gonna get theirs. And,
yeah,
you know, listen, when it was over, I was happy for Sylvie. I was happy for my brother. I was happy for my dad.
Yeah.
I was sad that my grandpa couldn't make it. My grandpa made it to 93. He couldn't see him. Think about that.
Yeah.
93.
So what was this, just a bad moment that you had at the time?
I mean, listen, I'm not a Cup fan. I
get it, but like...
Rajay Davis hit that home run.
You were thinking of yourself instead of others. That's very selfish.
But I didn't let them see it.
Right, I was shocked.
I would never let Sylvie see it.
I never knew because I thought there was still a part of him that for the story, for the station...
Major bag alert.
To talk about a World Series and everything like that, you wanted that. But he even said, I think you were describing it as... Boy, just when you thought they couldn't one up the Bartman game.
Yeah, right.
That they were this close. That they were this close.
I was thinking in my head, I'm like, boy, this is going to make Bartman
twist that knife.
Like, this is going to be nothing.
So, like, the point of all this is now that I have a son who is rooting for the Sox.
The Sox, good for Mason.
And, like, this is how bad it's getting. I was telling JR this during the break. Last night, game two. He was at school for game one, so he couldn't see them clinch.
Oh, I love
game
it.
Two, we're sitting on the couch.
He's so into
the walk-off home run, and he started crying.
Oh, God.
And I looked at him. I go, Mason, this game
doesn't matter.
They won the division. They could lose every game the rest of the year, and then they start fresh in the playoffs. Don't get upset, but he doesn't understand that.
I wonder where he gets that.
I don't know.
Like, it probably didn't matter you guys lost to the Deerfield team when you were nine.
Good question.
And, you know, Johnny let one go through his legs at second base, and he's the reason why you lost. And you tortured little Johnny for like 5 years.
I love it.
See, yeah.
Shut up, Mom!
Now, look, I won't root for the Sox.
No,
I will not root. But I am hoping in a series that your team and my son's team wins.
Well, you
I would never stoop to the level that you did and want them to lose.
I don't think it was stooping. And listen, I don't remember what I said exactly 3 weeks ago or how I described my feelings. All I remember thinking was, I don't know. I remember, like, these poor bastards. And I was like, boy, Rajay Davis, you go get him, man. I mean, like,
Have a day, Rajay.
What were you thinking? Were you hoping that they would lose that game?
No.
Yeah, but
no,
you're not a Sox fan.
I'm not a Sox fan, nor am I a Cubs fan. Like, I'm not going to laugh. I was a little bit taken aback by the celebration that was going on next to me between Delegate and Pastor. Yeah.
That's like bag alert, okay? That's bag alert stuff. I didn't high-five anybody. I didn't turn around to the Indians fans.
They didn't do that either. They were standing next to each other with you-know-what eating grins on their faces.
I don't know.
Low-fiving each other.
Yeah, I saw it. I think Delavitz looked at Sylvie and was laughing, if I'm remembering correctly.
Yeah, you are.
I think many of us were afraid that Sylvie was going to punch a seat or something.
I thought he was
going to
hurt his hand. Yeah.
The snapshot moments I remember. I did not remember Michael Martinez's name, but I remember, all right, I see the camera spinning.
Yeah.
All right? And then I turn to Waddle. I remember giving him the double bird. I see the you-know-what eating grins on Pastor and Delavitt's face and them low-fiving it and Delavitt pointing at me. And then I look on the Jumbotron as I'm feeling the ground shake
below me.
And there's LeBron, my nemesis, flexing like this. I'm like, I'm in hell right now.
Yeah, but think about the way...
The only thing that would have been worse is knowing that Carmen was in his heart rooting against you.
Think about the 180. Think about the 180.
At two, Carl.
At two, Brute. Think about the 180 that you experienced in that game. It is an all-time great game.
It's unbelievable.
It's one of the three greatest, and not even being a fan of the Cubs, it's one of the three greatest sporting events I've ever been to in my life.
I wanted to bring that up. I thought it was good stuff listening, and I never knew that about you. All right,
you knew he was a jerk.
I know.
Let's get the tips from Carmen.
All right.
That is coming up next is Plays for the Weekend. We're live at Kenny's Irish Pub in Countryside. It's brought to you by Miller Lite.
Welcome back to the Waddle and Sylvie Show, live from Kenny's Irish Pub in Countryside. Raise a glass for Miller time on a football Friday on ESPN 1000.
good to see Murph here.
Oh, yeah.
Mike Murphy is here at Kenny's.
Got the bugle.
Came by and said hi. Long, long time ESPN down the dial guy as well.
Said this is one of his hangouts.
Talking sports in this town for decades.
For 25, what, 30 years probably.
Another proud Saluki as well.
That's
you know
right.
that?
Yep.
Carmi DeFalco is with us.
Carm, I've been in this town talking sports for 25 years.
That's crazy, man. You know, I mean, it really is.
See what a mediocre football career can do for you?
No doubt. That's right. You don't have to excel.
You and your
You just have to survive. That's all. You don't have to excel. Just survive.
I wish I could have survived.
I started doing this in 95 full time.
It's amazing. It's been that long.
Yeah.
We should do a day where we do who we determine who had the better career.
Yurko or Waddle?
Yeah.
No, that's
it's definitely Yurko. He played in the league
for
10 years.
Yurko played 110 games in the league.
I only played 6 years.
This guy and the toughness that he brought to the
table. Well, and by the way.
He was tough.
And by the way, you jackasses can have that conversation on your couches sometime.
All right.
Johnny and I don't want to have that conversation.
No, I know. But I think it's the good kid. I'm going to back my partner.
Of course it is the good kid.
Yurko was a hell of a player.
How many sacks did Yurko have?
9.5, I believe.
He had 9 touchdowns. See,
yeah,
it's
but
very comparable.
Yurko was also off the
it's
field
about
on third down.
It's about longevity as well.
The guy played, I think Yurko played 110 or 120 games in the NFL.
Look, you're not going to get an argument out of me.
Yeah, still doesn't know what a drop is, though.
That's true.
Yeah, he does.
That's true.
He knows what a drop is. He does them occasionally at different places where people have to clear out afterwards.
Yeah.
Drops a 2, that's for sure.
He's so fun.
All right, what do you like this week? Weekend,
I don't
all right?
know.
I'm not
going
to bust your chops. And we need to do too. I've got another free $25 bet.
Oh, God.
They're doing the same day, same game parlays on DraftKings, where if you lose your same game parlay, they will give you a
Carm
credit.
Carm gives you your money back.
I'll give
you
your money back.
They give you a credit for whatever you lose on a free bet.
Okay.
So, and I've lost 2 weeks in a row, so this is my second free $25
bet. So, first of
bet.
All, would you like to get something off of your chest based
no,
on something?
No, we already did.
Are you good?
Yeah. Okay. I would just say, like, we played the line from Snatch earlier today.
I
heard. Bricktop. Yeah, he's like, if I throw a dog a bone, I don't want to know how good it tastes. All right? I don't care.
It's up to me to use it or not. I'm not really busting
no, I
your
know,
chops.
Of course. Listen, all we do is bust balls. I know. There's some interesting things going on, guys, where, you know, we identified a couple games last week, like overreactions, right? The Bears we identified as one of them, and they covered. Now, wasn't Purdy. You're not going to win a lot of games in this league with 206 yards of offense, and they almost blew a big lead in the fourth quarter. But they didn't. They covered. I just dropped my pen. We identified the Titans game. Again, it looked out of whack. It didn't look good for most of that game, but the Titans found a way to stay in. They got gifted a couple things. They forced overtime. They win. Like, we talked about the overreaction there. There might have been one other one that we talked. But anyway, like, we hit on a couple overreaction games. We ended up winning on those. There are some things going on where I think in week three, whether it's sharp money or public money, people are taking notice. Like, I'll give you let me give you a couple examples. Falcons-Giants is a good one, okay? The look ahead in this had the Giants is about at home is about a 1.5 or so point underdog. This line opened, the Giants laying 3. Do you guys think, as bad as Atlanta is, the Giants should be laying 3 points to anybody? To anybody. The answer is absolutely not. What's happened? This line has dipped below the key number. I got in this when it was Falcons plus the 3. It is now 2.5, and maybe it even ticks down closer as kickoff gets close, because as bad and as dysfunctional and as messed up as the Falcons appear to be sometimes, there's no way the Giants should be laying points. So that's a game that I take a look at. Unfortunately, like I said, it's moved below the key. The Raiders, totally inflated and overvalued right now. That line's gone from 4.5 to 3.5. It's going to go to 3, I'm telling you. If you want to get in on it, get it while it's over the key number right now so that you get the chair.
So you're saying take the
Dolphins. But the problem here is everybody and their mother is on the Dolphins right now. This is taking sharp money all week. It's taking public money right now, too. It's driving that price down. Furman told us today.
So let me ask you just inside of the information you're giving. You've got a Raiders team that has had a weird schedule, but has played really well.
Yes.
And you've got a Dolphins team that is playing a backup. Some would argue maybe the backup is better than the starter.
Furman said he talked to bookmakers that had the line smaller with Brissett than Tua.
Right.
Because they believe
in Brissett.
And they're getting Will Fuller back. They believe that they'll be able to go down the field more.
Okay.
And they're always going to favor those quarterbacks over the quarterbacks that are going to throw the ball 4 yards every pass, or average 4 yards per pass attempt. So that's exactly right. And I also think it's a little bit of a, like, look,
The Raiders had a brutal scheduling spot last week. They won. I think this is another tough spot for them. Guys, that's
they're at home, right?
That Steelers team is bad. They are. Yeah. But that Steelers team is bad, guys.
I
don't think you should look at, man, the Raiders went to Pittsburgh and won. They cannot protect Big Ben. He cannot move like he once did. T.J. Watt left that game early. It is just not indicative of, like, oh, the Raiders are playing great. They went into Pittsburgh and won that game.
Okay, let me ask you kind of as an ancillary thing, too, and I don't mean to slow your roll, but this is great info. Then how do you look at the Buffalo Bills in general?
Good question.
You know, knowing that the Steelers, and I felt the same way. I don't have the Steelers going to the postseason. I thought Ben was finished before the season began. But then they found a way in Steeler fashion to get past the Bills.
Because you know as well as anybody, a well-coached team like that and a guy like Tomlin, who's always – we called that game too, to be honest. I don't want to toot our own horn. Mike and I were all over that. There was one of my best plays in the first week. We called that game. That's a whole offseason – to devise one game plan.
Right.
I think they got embarrassed last year, and Mike Tomlin and that coaching staff spent the entire offseason preparing for one game. And it was a masterful game plan. Mike Tomlin getting points is always a good bet. They went in there, and they won. That's how you explain it. And look, Josh Allen hasn't been great. Here's another dog I like this weekend. And now I'm starting to get to the point where, like, I think we like too many dogs. But I like Ron Rivera going in there. It's teacher against pupil. It's a little extra time to prepare. Ron Rivera called out his defense. And I think they're going to rise up and play to the challenge.
And
that's
seven.
Another line. That line opened at about 8.5. That's been pounded down to 7. So people jumping all over the football team. Josh Allen has not looked great, guys. Their numbers and 11 personnel are abysmal compared to what they were last year when they torched the league. He has not been as accurate. He looks more like 2019 Josh Allen than 2020 Josh Allen. They could get it right and put it all together. And Dable, I have a lot of faith in. I think they'll be okay. But I actually like Washington in the spot this weekend, too.
What about two division teams getting points? I know San Francisco at home usually gets the best of Green Bay.
Yeah.
But the Packers are getting 3, maybe 3.5 in some spots.
Down to 3.
And the Vikings are a 2-point home dog against the Seahawks, who did lose last week against the Titans. What do you think about both of those?
I always like Zimmer at home getting points. Let me see if I can find that game in my ledger here just so I can give you the exact number. Zimmer, to me, is usually a pretty good play. Where did I put that game?
They're 0-2 as well. You know, his face is probably purple. He's so
And that's a good point. It's like it's a desperate Vikings. Minnesota 7-3 at home under Mike Zimmer. That goes back, I think, to 2014 against the number. 7-3 when they're taking points at home. It's not a game I'm playing, really, but I would just say this. My problem with backing Seattle too much as a favorite right now is the fact that they have a tough time stopping teams, guys. And Derrick Henry just ran all over them. I know Dalvin Cook's got a little bit of an ankle. He's going to play. They're saying he's going to play. So maybe something to monitor.
The Titans came back.
Run all over.
The Titans came back in that game running the football.
They did. They
not throwing it.
Tannehill didn't throw a touchdown pass. It was old school. It was 80s. It was 90s. It was here, Derek. Here's 35 carries. Go get him. And he ran all over them. They've struggled to get stops the last couple years. I think Dalvin had a big game. I'd lean more than anything towards Zimmer in that spot as a very desperate coach right now, the way they lost last week.
How do you break down the Bears in the
Did we get the Packers?
Okay, you didn't get the Packers.
So I like Green Bay. That's one of my best plays for the week. I gave it out on Odds Couple. I do like Green Bay. Sylvie mentioned like those two 2019 meetings. They really took it to Aaron Rodgers. It's not the same defense. The coordinator's gone. They can never stay healthy. They lose Mostert again in week one. Now they lose Hasty in week two. Trey Sermon's in concussion protocol. They're signing guys off the Bengals practice squad. Yeah. It never ends. So they can't find a healthy running back, and they can't keep their defensive guys healthy ever. This has never been a good spot for Shanahan, even though they covered as a favorite last week. 10-18-1 against the spread as a favorite. LaFleur is 5-2 against the spread. They have to travel to the coast on a short week. I don't love that part of this angle, but I still like the Packers as one of my best plays this weekend.
And then how do you think the Bears game
unfolds? I like the over, but the money's coming in on the under, guys. Mike and I both like the over a little bit in the spot, but it's under money that's come in.
And the number's 44.5?
It's down to like, it was like 46, okay. And it's down to like 45, 44.5. Neither one of these defenses has been great getting teams, you know, getting offenses off the field on third down.
Don't you think that Browns defense is at some point going to find their swerve?
Probably. And I think the Bears will have their hands full with those two, you know, with – like Garrett's as legit as anybody, and it gives Clowney a chance to kind of roam and do his thing and prove it when he's not nearly the focus of attention. But yeah, like I don't on the side, I don't have too much of a feeling, to be honest. The Bears are in this spot, you know, wonderfully mediocre under Nagy, the way they've been pretty much as a football team the last 2 years. You know what they are since 2019, boys?
No,
they're 17-17.
Wow.
You know, this is 50 games for Matt Nagy. This is I think his 51st game as coach, right? He's been an underdog in 25 of them. I mean, it's like, it's just so wonderfully mediocre, right? And which, you know, unfortunately, mediocre is not wonderful enough. We want better than mediocre. So I'm just excited for Justin Fields.
All right, the Odds Couple podcast available on the ESPN Chicago app.
Yes,
if you don't download it, you're a dumbass.
Shame on you.
That's our new motto.
That's our new motto.
We've unleashed it.
It's a great motto. Yeah.
So download it today. Thanks for coming out, Carmen.
All right, boys. Good to see you, Carmen.
Carmen DeFalco.
Get your tuna melt.
10 to noon on ESPN 1000 with him and Yurko. He's live at Kenny's Irish Pub, as we are. It's all brought to you by Miller Lite.
Live from Kenny's Irish Pub in Countryside, this is Waddle and Sylvie on a Football Friday. It's Miller Time on ESPN 1000, 100.3 HD2, and the ESPN Chicago app.
All right, live at Kenny's Irish Pub. We're having a great time. It's a Football Friday. See a lot of great familiar faces we haven't seen for a long, long time. We've got some great giveaways here. And we're on for another hour. We got early White Sox baseball. JD will check in at 5 o'clock. But let's get to our gambling segment right now. Like it, love it.
I like it. I love it.
Just a little taste of it.
Like it, love it, just a taste of it is brought to you by our great friends and partners at Dos Hombres Mezcal. You must stop at your liquor store today and check this out today. Waddle, you love me telling you stories on how I love to have an after-dinner Dos Hombres Mezcal.
Can't wait to see you have a couple of them tonight and then have to take care of the kids all day tomorrow.
I do. I have them all day tomorrow, and I'm drinking tonight, and I'm going to have them right on the rocks. You can mix it as well. It's fantastic.
The kids are going to be on the rocks tomorrow.
Super smooth. Abdallah, you love Dos Hombres Mezcal as well.
Absolutely. I mix it with a little soda and lime because I like to extend the process a little bit. So a little soda. You don't have to do the lime if you don't want to because the flavor is great, but I like to put a little hint of lime in there.
You know, it's funny, Abdallah, because for years I was just this boring vodka soda guy. My wife knew that I was liking Dos Hombres Mezcal recently. She's like, have you tried it with soda? And we tried it at soda at a Windy City Smokeout for the first time, and now it's been my drink of summer into fall.
No, it's fantastic. Great. It's great during the summer, and now that it's getting a little, it's a little smoky, so you can have it by the fire now that the weather's turning a little bit, and just extend the night a little bit because you got to go one and one. But if you put soda in there, it kind of you can last a little bit longer. Promo code ESPN.
There you go. All right, let's get to the standings. How'd we do this week?
So Chris Bleck is still in first place. He has 9 points. Waddle has 5 points, and Sylvie and I are tied with 4 points. Long season.
Oh yeah. Football season's been kind to us, Chris, hasn't it?
Well, Waddle, you know what we do. We play for keeps, and this is the real time.
We wait till pigskin becomes part of the equation.
Yeah, not this phony nonsense in the middle of the summer on baseball.
I have the over in Plesac with 4.5 strikeouts. That's what my like is.
I'm going to take a pop on total pitches from Lucas Giolito.
Wait a minute. When we used to do this, Abdallah used to go to the MLS all the time. I know that's European football, but I mean, why is that fair? And me betting on the White Sox is not.
I don't know. I don't know why you took that personally. That wasn't directed at you.
That was the only game I got wrong last week.
You can do whatever you like. We're just saying Waddle and I are ready for football season. We're ready to go.
All right, I got all football picks, too. Bleck, you got honors. What do you got?
All right, for my like, give me the Steelers minus the 3 at home against the Bengals. I know that you guys are just talking to Carmen about a lot of issues with the Steelers, but I do think they are better than Cincinnati, and the 3 points at home I think will be more than enough for Big Ben and the Steelers. Give me the Steelers minus the 3. That's my like.
Can I say, usually I thought last week was kind of easy. This week, none of the weeks are easy. But don't you know when you look at a slate of games, you go, hell, I'm in trouble.
Yeah.
And I feel that way about this week. I like Michigan State, and I've already had two people tell me I'm an idiot for saying that, but that's fine. They're 3-0. They're the 20th ranked team in the country right now. They're at home hosting Nebraska. They're giving them 5. I like Michigan State, kind of.
So Nebraska was one of Furman's top plays.
Well, today. I got that going against me, all right? So
it's all right. He could be wrong. You could be right. Abdallah, what do you got for your like?
I'm going to go with Waddle and stick to Saturday. I like UCLA -3.5 against
bounce
Stanford.
It back.
Exactly, but Stanford's awful. Stanford is hot garbage. So give me UCLA -3.5.
All right, let's go to Homer Sylvie for his like. I am going to go to my guy Justin Fields, and I'm going to like the over of 264.5 total yards.
Nice.
So this is his rushing yards and his throwing yards total. I believe he's going to connect on some of the big plays that Andy Dalton has not been able to connect on. I believe he rushed for 30 yards last week in, you know, less than three quarters of football. I think he's going to run too. So I like the over of 264.5.
God, I hope so, because this offense has just been, as we've always expected, putrid. They're averaging 264 yards per game total through 2 weeks.
What do you got here for your love, Black?
You know, the way Waddle said it, you look at the board and it's like kind of messy, and you're like, man, there's a lot of likes here, but I don't know if I have any loves. I'm going to give you guys this. The Patriots at home, -3, they're the favorite against the Saints. I think this is going to be a close game, but I trust Belichick and the Patriots late to win by more than a field goal, so give me the -3 on the Patriots.
I love that pick.
My love is Iowa in the first half. The line is 13. They're hosting Colorado State. Colorado State stinks. Iowa's a good football team this year. I think they get up early, and then maybe they coast, but they're given 13 in the first half. That's my love.
Good team, too.
Yeah.
What do you got, Abdallah?
Waddle, you're going to go with a first half bet. I'm going with a first quarter bet.
Woo,
the last two first quarters, Alabama's put up 21 last week against Florida and then 14 the week before against Mercer. They're facing some directional school this week. Give me Alabama -10.5 in the first quarter.
Yeah, coming off the Florida game, right? You know Saban's going to want them to
score. Well, Saban's already. He's pissed. He's been pissed the whole season for some reason.
I'm pissed at him for
he's got to find something, Black, I'm going to parrot your pick.
Do it.
That's what I had written down as my love. Look, they've got the kid playing well. And Bill Belichick at home against that new – think about the New Orleans team and what they've been through. Think about all the coaches that missed last week. Jameis coming back to earth. Think about them playing a, quote, home game the week before that in Florida. Now they got to go to New England. I love the Pats giving 3 against the Saints. What do you got, Black, for your taste?
You gross.
You know what? Here's probably the game of the weekend, right? Tampa Bay and Los Angeles, the Rams. I think the Rams are going to show out a little harder because Tampa Bay knows there may be more at the end of the season waiting for them, maybe in the playoffs. So give me, I think the Rams right now, it's a point and a half. Give me the Rams right now, the point and a half. I believe the Rams are the underdog, right?
Yes, they are.
Indeed.
Give me that point and a half at home against Tampa Bay.
My taste is the Washington football team getting 7 on the road in Buffalo. I believe it's 7.
I thought it was 7? Like maybe even 7.5.
All
That's
right,
why
I'll
I went
take
to,
the hook. Give me the hook.
Like I'll just double check for you here. But all right, so Waddle's in on the football team.
I am going to taste Jimbo Fisher and Texas A&M.
Phrasing.
They're -5.5 against Arkansas. I don't think Arkansas, they're decent. I don't think they're that good. I think Texas A&M could be a top 5-6 team in the country. I'll take Texas A&M -5.5.
Give Waddle the hook for Washington. They're a 7.5 point favorite on draft.
I like that Washington pick. That's a good pick.
And give me a taste of the Irish on the lakefront.
Oh, yeah!
And I know Black and Abdallah are going to be out. We'll talk about that and what to watch for. The country's coming in for this game. The Irish, this is an important game for them. This is an important game for their quarterback. I know Wisconsin's good. I don't think they score a lot, though, and I think that's a lot of points to give.
Taffy pull?
Like, Notre Dame isn't as good as we all thought they were going to be.
Yeah.
But I think giving them 6.5 at Soldier Field is a bit much. I'll take the Irish and the points.
What's crazy about that game, it's a college football game in Illinois that you can bet on.
Wow. That's amazing.
How about that?
Really? And that shows you how screwed up the rule is.
Yep. because they're not based here, right. You can bet on them.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
Isn't it the dumbest thing ever?
Think about that.
I've heard some dumb things in my life.
We could go to the hotels tonight, and we could slip some cash to some of the people playing in Chicago. But because they play in Indiana and Wisconsin, we're allowed to bet on it. It makes no sense whatsoever. So stupid. Good point there. All right, like it, love it, just a taste of it. Brought to you by our great friends and partners at Dos Hombres Mezcal. Take it from us. Try a little Dos Hombres Mezcal. You're going to love it and say, I remember hearing that on Waddle and Sylvie. Coming up next, what to watch for, and you'll be able to hear Black and Abdallah out at a new time for this weekend for their college tailgate show. We'll give you details on that coming up next.
Right now, join the party on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago on twitch.tv or the Twitch app. This is Waddle and Sylvie live at Kenny's Irish Pub, ESPN 1000.
Can I first tell you that this hour is brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Illinois. Through life's ups and downs and for all the journeys ahead, you know what to bring. The card you can count on, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Illinois, through it all.
All right, so after what to watch for, we're going to talk to JD. We'll give you the update on replay some Matt Nagy as well, too, from earlier today on Justin Fields getting all the reps and the benefits of that and give you the injury report information. They did get good news, I will tell you, on Akeem Hicks. He was a full go today, still listed as questionable, but he missed Wednesday and Thursday. And on Wednesday, I believe we were told he had an illness. Then on Thursday, they added a knee. And then I'm like, whoa, what's going on with Akeem? But he was full go today. And I believe Eddie Goldman took a step back. Having some ice cold Miller Lights here at Kenny's Irish Pub in Countryside. Let's get to our television watching segment for the weekend. It's What to Watch For.
Waddle and Sylvie get you set for your weekend viewing with What to Watch For.
That's right. What to watch for right here on ESPN 1000, brought to you by our great friends and partners at Swift & Sons, American Steakhouse in the West Loop in the Fulton Market District. Do you know what Executive Chef Chris Pandella is?
What he is?
He's awesome.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Do you know what Rob Katz and Kevin Bame are?
They also awesome.
They're awesome. And they bring
Somebody's had his first Miller Lite, sounds like.
They bring you Chicago Steakhouse with a modern twist. We were just there a little over a week ago. We dined and we ate appetizers, then we had sides with with our entrees.
Carmen actually behaved better today than he did then, which was nice. I think he learned from his misbehaved ways.
There is nothing like seeing Waddle as well when dessert is presented. If there is it is like a junior high kid going to his first dance. It is awkward city. Like, this guy doesn't know how to consume or eat a dessert. It's just really weird. It's just
being criticized by the fat asses that love to stick their face in a big dessert pile. And I'm just like, guys, I'm not into dessert. He's more like, for you.
What do I do with this?
More for you.
Like, you dig your spoon in, you eat it.
Yeah, I didn't want to put my spoon in your dessert.
You watching him try to eat a soft serve and order a soft serve ice cream in Arizona one year, it was like a 12-year-old going to his first dance and trying to ask a girl to be his date.
It was delicious.
So that was at Swift & Sons. What are you watching for?
You know what? I'm going to go the easy route. First of all, I will reiterate one of the things I have talked about in the past. Nine Perfect Strangers. I saw the season finale or the series finale last night, and I would re-recommend that.
Oh, good, because I'm about three episodes behind now.
Yes, it does get weird in the middle, but I liked the finale. But this is really simple for me, and inside the Bears-Cleveland Browns game, it's to watch the game plan that the head coach has devised for his rookie quarterback. So it's not just I'm watching the Bears and the Bears and Browns game. That's obvious. But what I'm watching for is to see if what Matt Nagy asks Justin Fields to do suits his skill set and makes sense to me.
Did you just pick the Bears game as your what to
watch for? I did,
yeah,
that's what I said.
You've had some good recommendations.
It was a long way to get to the low-hanging fruit.
Yeah. I advertised
it. All the way up the tree, all the way back down.
And I advertised it as the low-hanging fruit.
Right.
I haven't watched anything new.
It wasn't just any football game. It was the football game that we always watch.
That is correct.
And let me read
the football game we have to watch.
Like, if we came in on Monday, we're like, so Waddle, what did you think? We're like, nah, I didn't watch it. Didn't see it. Sorry, guys.
That was basically like Waddle eating dessert right there.
Yes. Didn't want to do it.
Let me tell you how red hot he has been with his recommendations. I watched episode one of American Rust on Showtime.
Yeah.
And it's awesome.
It's very well
It reeled in my wife and me. We will be back for
There's
more.
There's only two out. The third one comes out this weekend.
And this is another way to throw it to you guys, too, to promote your great show. I believe it's starting at 9. I want to point this out, that the country will have Soldier Field on a glorious Saturday in focus. Game day will be here. We'll get to see all the creative signs from Notre Dame and Wisconsin fans. I think it's cool because it's a neutral site game, so you're going to get a mixed crowd. I believe Fox is also here.
Big Nooner.
Yeah, so like all the college shows are here, and then you got Black and Abdallah tomorrow, 9 a.m. on ESPN 1000.
9 a.m. at Flo and Santos. We're going to be previewing all things college football, talking Notre Dame and Wisconsin. Flo and Santos, the best pizza in the city,
yeah,
according to Chris
best
Black.
Thing crust pizza in the city, Sylvie.
Best thing crust pizza in the city.
You have to bring some in one day.
My favorite thing about this is coming into work today, seeing people already decked out. Like, they brought all of their gear with them. They're like, we're going to Chicago, and we're bringing all of our Notre Dame stuff. I need an outfit for Friday. I need an outfit for Saturday. I need an outfit for if they win on Saturday so I can wear that on Sunday on the way out. So people are decked out already. Notre Dame stuff, Wisconsin stuff. It's going to be great. Come down to Flo and Santos tomorrow, 9 a.m. We'll be hanging out, having some beer mosas, and eating pizza.
Yeah, it'll be a good time. And then, obviously, Sylvie, you mentioned the entire country's coming to town because College Game Day. They're going to be on the north end of the stadium near the Field Museum before you go into Soldier Field. So go stop by, see College Game Day. Come on out to the South Loop. Flo and Santos tomorrow. Black and Abdallah from 9 to 11 a.m. Chicago's College Tailgate. It's going to be fun. If I had to give you a game I'm watching for that's not Notre Dame, Wisconsin, give me the Texas A&M Arkansas game at Arkansas. I think that's going to be a tasty matchup tomorrow.
All right. And I would say enjoy all the great sights from Soldier Field with this game, because soon enough we'll be watching football in Arlington Heights.
Amen.
So take it all in right now. All right, JD will give us a Bears update. It's not only is it Bears and Browns, a prime matchup, but it is also Justin Fields' first start in the National Football League. Matt Nagy had some interesting things to say. We'll hear that next, then we'll talk to JD. We're back in 2 minutes. Today's show brought to you by Miller Lite, as we are live at Kenny's in Countryside.